It's Australia's big day tomorrow, of course, as they work out whether the next 3 years is a fourth term for the Coalition, second term for Scott Morrison, of course, or a change of government to Labor. What looked like a foregone conclusion for most of it got red hot this week with a series of polls suggesting the government may not be out of this race. No one knows Australian politics better than Alan Jones, who's up early for us this Friday morning. Alan, morning.
Morning, Mike.
Does Morrison have a chance?
No.
Why not?
Well, look, there are 151 seats in the House of Representatives, so you need 76 to win, and he cannot win 76 seats. Whether Albanese with 68 can get the 8 that he needs to win will be the issue of the night. But in my judgment, it's clear that Morrison can't get the 76 now. There's been a whole lot of talking about these teal independents all going mad about climate change and so on. I'm not too sure they're likely to be successful anywhere other than in Goldstein in Victoria, which is a Liberal, a Coalition Hill seat, so they'll lose that. I think the Coalition are in trouble in Queensland in the seat of Longman, and they'll have trouble with two other seats there, Brisbane and Ryan. I think the Coalition, Morrison, can't win Reid and Robertson in New South Wales, and would be hoping to win Gilmore with Andrew Constance, but I think that's most probably forlorn. Whether the rather high-profile independent Allegra Spender can beat Sharma, Dave Sharma in Wentworth, Sharma most probably will crawl in, I think. It'll be very close. It'll go to preferences. And then you go to Victoria, as I said, Goldstein. The Coalition can't win that. They can't win Chisholm. The big question mark is over the Treasurer, Frydenberg in Kooyong. That's really nip and tuck, about a dead heat at the moment. So even if Josh Frydenberg were to win at the deputy leader of the party, he's facing 3 years with a really marginal seat, which is difficult. There are two seats in Tasmania, Bass and Braddon. That'll be Lion Ball. I would think one most probably will be held by the Coalition. The other, Braddon, would go to Labor. The Coalition can't win Boothby. That will go to Labor. And I think the Coalition in WA most probably can't win Swan or Pierce, two retiring members there, which always makes it very difficult for the new member coming in. And in the Northern Territory, they'll stay Labor. The ACT, they'll stay Labor. So can Albanese win the 8 seats to get into 76? As things stand now, he most probably can.
And that's one of the potential outcomes, isn't it? And it could be Labor minority, could be Coalition minority, but let's focus. It could be Labor minority versus Labor majority. Which way do you see that happening?
Well, I can't see any circumstance whereby the Coalition will win more seats than Labor. So if then Labor can't get to 76, they would then look to govern with, I suppose, the support of independents and Greens. There'll be one Greens candidate. They're a nightmare, these Greens. But there'll be a Greens candidate in Melbourne, the bloke who already holds a seat. There's an independent, Wilkie. I don't think he'd be supporting Labor. So he'd have to scramble around and get a few people to get to 76. But if you're the predominant party, you've got a lot of prizes to give away. So he could give someone the speakership. He could put one of them in the ministry. He could do anything. I just don't think there's any circumstance whereby Morrison, who is very much on the nose here, the electorate don't like him for 101 reasons. And he held up pre-selections in New South Wales until the 11th hour. So in seats which he should have won down here, there were no candidates only days before the election was called. But in the overall issue, I think the Senate is going to be really important here, the upper house, the House of Review, and the electorate might choose to put people in there who will knock off some of the legislative rubbish that might come into the upper house from a Labor and Greens victory. But look, either way, it's going to be no fun over the next 3 years because, like you, we've got problems with the economy, problems with inflation, problems with interest rates, problems with debt. So whoever gets the gig has got a hell of a job in front of him.
Does Morrison go if he loses?
He should. Morrison has really, by taking the party to the left, very much to the left, Morrison has to take responsibility for what has happened here. Like, he fell over last time, but people gave him the gig, the benefit of the doubt, because they didn't know him. Now they feel they know him, and they don't want another 3 years of him. But however, the talent pool is very shallow. And, you know, Dutton is liked by the Conservatives, and he's in a former, previously marginal seat, which he's turned that around. So Dutton will win, I think, comfortably the seat of Dixon. Frydenberg's the deputy leader, fighting for his political life.
Yeah, exactly. See, I mean, I know this isn't what it all boils down to at the end of the day, but if you're just looking at Morrison, you're just looking at Albanese. I mean, Albanese is such an unimpressive person. I mean, he's made so many blunders on. He can barely string two words together. Why would you vote for him?
Yes, well, I do think that that's a very valid question, and many people are making that point. He's been in the Parliament for 26 years, Albanese. He has been a former Deputy Prime Minister and an Infrastructure Minister. They said these sorts of things about Howard, you see. Why would you vote for him? And indeed, headlines said, why do you keep trying, Mr. Howard? And Howard surprised people. So, look, I don't think Albanese is as bad as they make him out to be. I think the worry is some of the people around him. And certainly, if he is in a minority position and has to break bread with the Greens, then that is a dangerous situation for Australia to be in. But Morrison has made this bed. He's only got himself to blame. On so many fronts, he stumbled and fumbled and made the wrong decisions. His judgments were poor. And at the end of the day, people say, look, we've had enough of all of this. And as you know, oppositions don't win government. Governments just lose it.
Exactly. You've called it. All right, Alan, always good to catch up with you. Appreciate it very much. Alan Jones getting up early for us this Friday morning. And his call is that Albanese will be the Prime Minister as of tomorrow night. When I say tomorrow night, it might be a bit slow, of course, because you've got the early voting, you've got the postal voting still to be counted. If it's tight, it'll be late into the night. It could well be into Sunday.